The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه narrated that the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has stated that on the day of judgment, the nearest to me will be the person from amongst you who sends durood upon me the most. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya habib ya rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Respected Madani Channel viewers, welcome to our new episode, What Happens After Death. This is a very fundamental topic due to the fact that there are so many misconceptions that appears in people's minds when it comes to death. Hence, as part of this episode, we are going to start with our series, Death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says beautifully in the glorious Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت. The meaning of which is every soul shall taste death. When Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his offspring, the angels said that the earth will not be sufficient for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will create maut. I will create death. So the angel said, then their lives will be anxious and depressing. Allah Azza wa Jal replied, undoubtedly, I will create hope and expectation. It is for this reason that it is famously said that the world is established on hope and expectation. Hope and expectation that Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive us of our sins. Hope and expectation that Allah Azza wa Jal will, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us Jannatul Firdaus out of His infinite mercy. Hence we find that death is a fundamental topic for each and every human being. Even those with erroneous beliefs, they believe in death due to the fact that they have witnessed some of their loved ones succumb to death. They have witnessed some of their family members, their relatives or their neighbors succumb to death. Hence, they've come to a conclusion that death is actually a reality. When it comes to Muslims, every Muslim believes that death is a certainty simply because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal stated so in the glorious Quran and through numerous ahadith from Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, what is death? So our topic of discussion, we are going to look at it from a number of stages. Number one, we are going to look at what is death. And on the second level, we are going to look at what is the importance of remembering death? And finally, which is the third stage, we are going to look at what is the condition when one wants to wish for death, or rather, is it permissible to wish for death? Insha'Allah, by so doing, we would have dissected the topic in complete depth, insha'Allah, Azza wa Jal. Now looking at the first stage, what is death? If we look at our present material body, by virtue of its nature, it is in a very dark veil, not allowing us to see into any other world beside the world that we are living in. death is in fact the same as emerging from this veil, and once this veil is removed, man is able to see that which was hidden to his eyes before, and he becomes aware of facts which he was unaware of. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He puts it beautifully in the glorious Quran, just to cement what I've just said. In Surah Qaf, verse 22, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the meaning of which is, certainly you were heedless of this day, now we have removed your veil from you, so now your sight is sharp. That is to say, in this world, you were ignorant of facts. Now after death, after the veil has been removed from your eyes, you are now seeing things clearly, seeing things that you were not able to see before. Now, as you mentioned earlier on, that even those with erroneous beliefs believe that death is a reality, but they still have that belief to say, well, that if a person dies, well, that is the end of it. Or rather, they say that death means non-existence, or death means total destruction. But on the contrary, if we look at Islam, death is actually the withdrawal of the soul, from the body, and it's merely a veil, like I mentioned earlier on, that is established between the soul and the body. Now, what happens when a person has these erroneous beliefs? For example, if a person believes that when a person dies, well, that is the end of it. That is the end of everything. You will find that people have anxiety. People become so depressed due to the fact that they are worried about all the things that they have done in this world, and when they die, they think that when they die, well, that is the end of it. All of the accomplishments that they have undertaken, or that they have accomplished in this world, in this lifetime, it will all go wasted. This is another backlash of believing that death is mere destruction or mere total destruction. In Islam, we view death, as I mentioned earlier on, that, like, I'll give an example. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he puts it very beautifully when he says that you have been created to live forever. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that you have been created to live forever. You only move from one house to another house. So beautifully he put it, that it is merely moving from one house to another house. I'll give an analogy. For example, in this lifetime, if a person gives you salutations, if a person gives you salam, he greets you, he gives salutations to you. Number one, you are able to recognize who gave you the salutations. And number two, you are able to hear that person who gave you the salutation. So likewise, when we are buried, when we are lying in our graves, when a person or when people come to visit us, when people send their salutations to us, we are also able to hear the salutations. We are also able to recognize those people who they have given us salutations. Hence we find that it is the same as in this life, but rather it is just merely moving from one house to the other. Now, you'll find that another important factor when it comes to people who believe that death is something which is certain, or death after life, after death, there's actually life. Those people, they are always happy. They are hopeful. They have expectation. They're expecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that with all this that I'm doing in this life, with everything that I'm doing in this world, inshaAllah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, He is going to forgive me. Hence, they are happy. And they are happy in such a way that their state of happiness is actually permanent. because they believe that after death there is actually life. But on the other side, on the flip side of the coin, those who do not believe that there is life after death, what happens when they are faced with problems, they think of committing suicide, because they do not believe that they will be reliable, they will be held into account in the next life. Number two, you will find that they live their lives without any commandments from God Almighty, since they do not believe in God and they do not believe that they are going to be made accountable for all the actions that they do. Hence, you see, they live their lives in accordance to their whims and fancies. They follow their desires. So there is a very beautiful aspect in believing in death. Just to make it clear, my respected Madani Channel viewers, is that in the religion of Islam, we believe in death. We believe that yes, death is a certainty. We believe that there is also life after death. We do not believe that death is mere destruction of a human's life, and that is the end of it. Now, which brings us to the second stage, the importance of remembering death. In another beautiful narration, remember more often the destroyer of pleasures, that is death. There was once a king who stated that وَهُوَ عَلَى فِرَاشِ مَوْتِي, that this king, he was on his deathbed. فَقَالَ لِأَصْحَابِهِ, then he said to his companions, he said to his servants, أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَرَى قَبْرَ الَّتِي أُدْفِنَ فِيهِ, that I want to see the grave wherein I'm going to be buried. فَحَمَلَ إِلَى قَبْرِ, so they carried him to where he was going to be buried. فَلَمَّا نَظَرَ قَبْرِهِ فَنَظَرَ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَقَالَ, so he looked at his grave and then he looked to the heavens and he said in a very sad tone, يَا مَنْ قَدْ لَا يَزُولُ مُلْكَهُ, oh, you the one whose kingdom doesn't come to an end, إِرْحَمْ مَنْ قَدْ زَالَ مُلْكُهُ, please have mercy on this king whose kingdom or whose kingship is coming to an end. The king had realized that the time to leave this dunya has come. Where was the wealth that he gathered in this lifetime? Where was all this, his servants, that he had? Where was all the splendor that he showed in this, while he was still in this life? Now when the king has been shown his resting place, when the king has been shown the reality that this is your resting place, he looked to the heavens and is asking Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to have mercy on him. He's asking Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to forgive him before he goes to the next life. Hence, my respected brothers in Islam, it is of utmost importance to remember death, due to the fact that when we remember death, we will try our best to follow the commandments of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We'll try our utmost to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam. That is the advantages of remembering death. You'll find that the second caliph of the religion of Islam, Umar al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in line with what I'm just stating, he employed a servant whose job was to remind Umar al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu every time he was leaving his house. What was his job? Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen al-Maut. Every time Umar al-Khattab was leaving his house, the servant, he said, oh, Commander of the Faithful, remember death. Oh, Commander of the Faithful, remember death. These are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, who were taught by none other than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. For himself, he used to remember death each and every time. Hence, he encouraged the companions. He encouraged the ummah to always remember death, for most certainly it is a reality. death is something that we can never escape from, and death is indeed a reality. And then lastly, looking at the last stage, is it permissible for us to request for death, or is it permissible for us to wish for death? There's a beautiful narration from the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that one day he went to visit his uncle Hadrat Abbas, and it so happened that he was very sick. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat with him, Hadrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "I wish for death." He said, "I wish for death." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that, "Do not wish for death." This is a very beautiful admonition for myself and for the viewers as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to his uncle Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Do not wish for death. Because if you are pious, if you are a pious person, then to die later means more good deeds for you. And this is better for you." Listen to this beautiful wisdom of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll repeat that. He said that, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not wish for death. For if you are a pious person, then to die later means more good deeds for you, and this is better for you. But if you are a bad person, then to die later means that you are going to have time to repent from sins, and this again, it is good for you. Time is of essence." You find that in Dawati Islami, there is a beautiful program in order for us to be able to maintain our time, to spend our time in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is Madani Qafila that takes place. You'll find that in this life, that when we live a busy lifestyle, we try and have to spend a little time from that busy schedule of ours to spend the time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Join the brothers in Madani Qafila. You'll find that you will learn more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will learn more about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the 3 days or the 12 days that one would have undertaken with the Madani Qafila, you would learn a great deal, a great amount of the sunnah and the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you'll be able to recite some verses of the glorious Quran that you were not able to do before. My respected brothers in the religion of Islam, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us to be amongst those people who follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by remembering death. Insha'Allah, ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter.